My name's Neil Murray. I'm a councillor for Calhoun Ward and I'm also an executive member for Planning Policy, Regeneration and Tourism. The culture of Lincoln is changing and a lot of that is to do with the university. The fact that we have lots and lots of young people in Lincoln now, which influences the culture of the city tremendously. And it also influences it intellectually as well. It's a more cultured place than it was 20 years ago, because you know how cultured students are. Being serious, it's about Lincoln has now become a much more interesting place for people to live in and to visit. And it's partly because of the university, but also because the council for the last 20 years has tried to regenerate the derelict areas of the city and to replace dereliction with new jobs, new companies, new businesses and of course higher and further education facilities as well. Because the Brayford area used to be an industrial area and most of the industries relating to the railways and the river have gone. There used to be a very large railway industry in Lincoln. That's gone almost completely now. And on the riverside around the Brayford, there used to be a lot of wharfage, and there is no wharfage now. But what we have got now, obviously, is the university campus. And on the other side of Brayford, we've got a lot of retail and other development. And we concentrated on that because it was more or less derelict 20 years ago, and now there's hardly any dereliction at all. In fact, the last building, plot, is almost finished now with the new hotel, the new Hilton Hotel. We've concentrated on that for 20 years. We did a hotel study about 7 years ago, and it showed that we actually didn't have enough hotel bed spaces. We are now much better off for hotel bed spaces, and we're almost where we want to be. And again, there's a connection with the university. Obviously, people doing business at the university need somewhere to stay, and we do attract a lot of people who come to Lincoln as tourists as well. And what we've got now is almost sufficiency in bed spaces. It might look like there's a lot, but there isn't. For example, the Marriott, the Holiday Inn on Brayford, for a long time has been almost fully occupied all the time. And that is very unusual for hotels to be fully occupied. But that was because we didn't have enough to cater for everybody. And also a lot of people couldn't actually get hotel bed spaces in Lincoln, so we're having to stay outside of Lincoln and then come in to do their business. But that we are confident that we've got more or less enough now, but we do need more because we're trying to encourage more people to come to Lincoln on holiday and for business as well. We've got more and more people coming to Lincoln, so we need those hotel bed spaces, and crucially also we need a mix. Because some people want to stay in a B&B, some people want to stay in a Hilton, you know, and to have choice is good. And that's why they've invested here, because they see Lincoln as an increasingly interesting place. It's more and more dynamic, there's a lot more going on than there used to be. So obviously people need somewhere to stay. So now we've got a better choice for people. As you know, it's a big group of hotels, and they will market the Lincoln Hilton all over the world, and increasingly Lincoln businesses are doing more and more export work with people all over the world, including obviously China and India and places like that. We used to lots and lots of North American visitors, but increasingly we see the future as being actually a more global affair, because there is so much growth in those eastern markets, and we expect a lot more people to come to Lincoln from there. Quite a few of the new businesses have been stimulated by the presence of the university. Quite a lot of the people starting them up have come from the university. People who come here to study and actually like the area. And there's a lot going on, and as the university grows, there's more and more knock-on business, because if you want research and development, the best people to provide it are graduate students and postgraduate students. So we're getting a lot of new businesses, small business, but working for bigger businesses in Lincoln, and it's a very healthy, virtuous circle. For example, we've now got the engineering school at the university, which is excellent news for... There's a lot of engineering companies in Lincoln. Mostly are quite small, but there's one very large company called Siemens, and they have a huge presence at the School of Engineering. And the great news for them is that people graduating from that new school will be readily available for companies like Siemens, but also all the other smaller engineering companies in Lincoln too. We've got a significant engineering presence in general. We've also got some very dynamic electronic engineering industries as well. And there's a very good cluster of businesses in Lincoln now, and we hope that that will continue to grow. And a lot of them are exporting as well, which is obviously a good thing to manufacture and export. Hopefully, when we come out of recession, Lincoln will continue to grow. The City Council, County Council, all the other partners have transformed Lincoln. 20 years ago, you wouldn't have recognised it. It was, it wasn't a great place. It really wasn't. The city centre was full of derelict land, derelict buildings, and now there's not much of that. There's still things we need to do. And for example, the retail offer needs to be strengthened, and there are three schemes on the board to improve retail. One you probably heard of is called Lindengate. Well, Lindengate is where the bus station is now, that horrible old bus station. And that will go, you'll see brand new shops with a big marquee retailer in the middle, and all new shops around it, and it'll lift that part of the high street. There's a new owner of the Waterside as well, and they've got big plans to redevelop the Waterside Centre and lift that up. And there's also plans at St Mark's too. So all together you're looking at something like £150, £200 million worth of development there, and that will happen in the next 5 years. So the high street will look totally different. And at the same time, as I say, we've got a lot of good engineering companies who are looking to grow, and a lot of graduates starting up their own businesses as well. So it's quite encouraging, and Lincoln is becoming a much more dynamic city, a small city, but it's a dynamic one. And at the same time, we still retain our fantastic history, our heritage, at the same time. And so I think that's why people like it. It's a good place to live.